Please welcome Alicia Klein.
So last month, Michael told a story about being chased around the playground by a group of girls, and it reminded me of a story of mine. So this is my response piece to Michael. Everyone tell him to listen to it. What happens when all the boys catch you? It was fourth grade, and my friends and I used to hang out on top of the rainbow bars on the playground. The rainbow bars were kind of similar to the monkey bars, but they arched like in a rainbow from one side to the other. And we would climb up and sit up on top or hang upside down by our knees and giggle and talk about the boy, our teachers, and mostly the boy. And we would steal glances at the... We glance at the boys hanging out nearby, and we knew that they were paying attention to us, too, because anytime we jumped off the rainbow bars, the chase would begin. And the boys would chase us around the blacktop in a big circle and back to the bars, where we would scramble back on top. And that was the safe space, because no self-respecting fourth-grade boy would be hanging out on the rainbow bars. I loved this chase, the adrenaline, the rush of it all. I was what you would call boy crazy. The first time I asked a boy to marry me was in kindergarten. And Nathan said no, but I still considered him to be my first love. I'd had more boyfriends than any of my friends. Second grade, Brett L. Third grade, Bradley S. Fourth grade, Lenny K. Now you might wonder, what does it mean to be a boyfriend or a girlfriend in fourth grade? Well, first, it means that your friend asked him if he likes you, and his friend asked your friend if you like him, and if you both say, he's okay, then you're going out. It means that you steal glances at each other across the room, but not while he's looking at you, and you giggle with your friends about him, and you write your first name with his last name in your spiral notebook and draw a heart around it. And you never talk in public or in private. And then eventually you break up. So Lenny K was my boyfriend in fourth grade, and he was a very nice boy, but he did not like recess, and so he made sure every day to get detention. So out on the playground, I was all alone. All I had was this chase. And I would jump off those rainbow bars, already going at a sprint, run around the playground, back to safety, and as I climbed up top, I would turn triumphant in my glory. But alas, like any tragic hero, I had my flaw, and I got cocky. And every day I would run a little further and make my loop a little bigger because I thought there was no way they could catch me. I could run so fast. And one day I jumped off those bars. I started running and I thought to myself, I am going to run in the biggest circle that any fourth grade girl has ever run in. And I ran off towards the side of the playground, and instead of curving, I ran down the slope on the side of the yard, down towards the lower fields. And I ran past the baseball diamond, towards the open field where we ran the presidential mile. And as I got to the edge of the school, I started to run back up the slope. But not all of the boys had followed me down the slope. Some of them had, but a few of them had run along the top of the yard still. And so as I came back up the slope, they started to come down the slope, and suddenly I was surrounded by seven boys, Bradley M, Bradley S, Brett L, a few others. And I ran up the hill. One of them reached out and shoved me. Now, I don't know if he meant to shove me. Maybe it was more of a tag kind of thing, but he shoved me and I fell down. But I got right back up. And another pair of arms reached out and shoved me, and down I fell. I got up again, and another pair of arms shoved me down over and over. Every time I got up, I was pushed back down to the ground. But I did not give up. I kept fighting my way up that hill, up and down and up and down, up and down. And finally, inch by inch, I made it to the top and I broke through, free at last. And I sprinted to the school, inside the closest bathroom, and locked myself in an empty stall and cried until I could cry no more. And when I finished crying, I went back outside and I did not join my friends back on the monkey bars. That was too embarrassed, too ashamed. I sat down with my back against the brick wall of the school and I waited for recess to end. And one of the teachers noticed and came over and asked me what was wrong. But I knew what happened to snitches. I may have been a goody-goody and a smarty-pants, but I was no tattletale. So I said nothing. I'm fine. But somehow word got back to Lenny Kay. And the next day, he did not get detention. He came out on the playground, and he started a fight with Bradley M., the ringleader of the boys. The teachers broke it up, and the interrogations began. And someone must have mentioned my name, because I was called into the principal's office. But I stayed quiet. I don't know why they were fighting. I don't know anything about it. I realize now that might have made things worse for Lenny Kay, which I feel bad about, because my boyfriend tried to beat up another boy for me. I mean, I felt like I was a girl in a movie. I never told him how much that meant to me, because that would have required talking to each other. If I could talk to Lenny Kay right now, I would say thank you. And also, I hope you didn't grow up into the kind of person who uses violence to try to solve all your problems. In an unfortunate plot twist, the next year, in fifth grade, my boyfriend for a short time was Bradley M. It didn't last long. For Valentine's Day, I made him a chocolate bar that said love on it. And the next day, he called my house and he told my brother to tell me that he was breaking up with me. My brother was a ninth grader and he was furious. And he said, any boy that would tell your brother to break up with you on the phone doesn't deserve you. I think that's the nicest thing my brother has ever said to me. And he also offered to beat up Bradley M. But I said, nah, that's all right. I already had one boy try to beat up Bradley M for me. And he wasn't my brother.